May 24th, from the book of Proverbs. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grief to his mother. He who brings trouble on his family will inherit only wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. A wise servant will rule over a disgraceful son, and will share the inheritance as one of the brothers. Children's children are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children. To have a fool for a son brings grief. There is no joy for the father of a fool. A foolish son brings grief to his father, and bitterness to the one who bore him. He who robs his father and drives out his mother is a son who brings shame and disgrace. If a man curses his father or mother, his lamp will be snuffed out in pitch darkness. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. May your father and mother be glad. May she who gave you birth rejoice. He who robs his father or mother and says, "It's not wrong," he is partner to him who destroys. Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained by a righteous life. The glory of young men is their strength. Gray hair, the splendor of the old. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. A wife of noble character is her husband's crown, but a disgraceful wife is like decay in his bones. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands the foolish one tears hers down. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from Yahuwah. A foolish son is his father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from Yahuwah. Better to live on a corner of the roof than to share a house with a quarrelsome wife. Better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and ill-tempered wife. A quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil with the hand. A large population is a king's glory, but without subjects a prince is ruined. A king delights in a wise servant, but a shameful servant incurs his wrath. The lips of a king speak as an oracle, and his mouth should not betray justice. Kings detest wrongdoing, for a throne is established through righteousness. Kings take pleasure in honest lips. They value a man who speaks the truth. A king's wrath is a messenger of death, but a wise man will appease it. When a king's face brightens, it means life. His favor is like a rain cloud in spring. Arrogant lips are unsuited to a fool. How much worse lying lips to a ruler? An evil man is bent only on rebellion. A merciless official will be sent against him. A king's rage is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A king's wrath is like the roar of a lion. He who angers him forfeits his life. When a king sits on his throne to judge, he winnows out all evil with his eyes. A wise king winnows out the wicked. He drives the threshing wheel over them. Love and faithfulness keep a king safe. Through love, his throne is made secure. The king's heart is in the hand of Yahuwah. He directs it like a watercourse wherever he pleases. He who loves a pure heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king for his friend. When you sit to dine with a ruler, note well what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you are given to gluttony. Do not crave his delicacies, for that food is deceptive. Fear Yahuwah and the king, my son, and do not join with the rebellious, for those too will send sudden destruction upon them, and who knows what calamities they can bring. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. As the heavens are high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Remove the dross from the silver, and out comes material for the silversmith. Remove the wicked from the king's presence, and his throne will be established through righteousness. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among great men. It is better for him to say to you, "Come up here," than for him to humiliate you before a nobleman. When a country is rebellious, it has many rulers, but a man of understanding and knowledge maintains order. A ruler who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain that leaves no crops. Like a roaring lion or a charging bear is a wicked man ruling over a helpless people. A tyrannical ruler lacks judgment, but he who hates ill-gotten gain will enjoy a long life. By justice, a king gives a country stability, but one who is greedy for bribes tears it down. If a ruler listens to lies, all his officials become wicked. If a king judges the poor with fairness, his throne will always be secure. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy envoy brings healing. Like the coolness of snow at harvest time is a trustworthy messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the spirit of his masters. A righteous man is cautious in friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Stay away from a foolish man, for you will not find knowledge on his lips. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Do not envy wicked men. Do not desire their company, for their hearts plot violence and their lips talk about making trouble. Like a bird that strays from its nest is a man who strays from his home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of one's friend springs from his earnest counsel. Do not forsake your friend and the friend of your father, and do not go to your brother's house when disaster strikes you. Better a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. The accomplice of a thief is his own enemy. He is put under oath and dare not testify. The highway of the upright avoids evil. He who guards his way guards his life. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. In the paths of the wicked lie thorns and snares, but he who guards his soul stays far from them. A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. If you argue your case with a neighbor, do not betray another man's confidence, or he who hears it may shame you, and you will never lose your bad reputation. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for Yahuwah will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. When calamity comes, the wicked are brought down, but even in death, the righteous have a refuge. The sluggard says, "There is a lion outside," or, "I will be murdered in the streets." If you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength? The sluggard says, "There is a lion in the road, a fierce lion roaming the streets." The wicked man flees, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. A longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul, but fools detest turning from evil. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of Yahuwah. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off.